when you're preparing your home to sell, you always think about the cosmetics, the things that you can see. But one of the things we often forget about is the fact that there are certain smells that are off-putting to buyers. Today, I'm going to talk about the top three odors that turn off buyers. Number one, pet smells. When you're getting your home ready for the market and you're cleaning everything up, sometimes that's not enough. Like the Febreze commercials say, you go nose blind to some things in your house because you're used to the smell all the time. If you have pets, especially dogs and cats, you need to make sure you do everything possible to get the home ready to sell. Make sure you're opening windows and getting some fresh air coming through the house to eliminate as much of that odor as possible. In addition, if you have any pet beds or they get up on the couch or anything else like that, try to eliminate as much of that as possible and make sure you're cleaning everything you can. Buyers walk in and they smell anything, off the bat, they're gonna focus on that more than they're gonna focus on your home. I met with a client today who walked through a house that had such a horrific pet odor that he said he couldn't even stand looking at the rest of the house, and the only reason he stayed was to be polite to a realtor who was showing him the home. So make sure you don't come into contact with a buyer who completely forgets about your property because of pet smell. Number two, smoke. Smoking is one of the most distinctive smells that there is, and a lot of people are really turned off by the smell of cigarette or cigar smoke in a home. If you are a smoker, it is your home, but you also have to realize you're preparing to get it sold, and you have to stop thinking of it as your home, but as a product to sell. So stop smoking inside. Get the windows open as early and often as possible to get as much fresh air through the home as you possibly can. In addition, smoke as far away from the home as you're comfortable with. If you stand on the porch or you're at the back door, a lot of times that smell is still gonna pervade into the home. You don't want that to be something that buyers are noticing when they're coming through your house if they're trying to see themselves living in your home and they're not smokers. Number three, cooking smells. It may have been the best meal you've ever had, but that fishy smell may be something that really turns off a buyer. If you know you have showings or an open house coming up, you need to make sure that you're trying to focus on keeping the home as neutralized as possible. So maybe real strong smells or cooking techniques shouldn't be used in the home. That's one thing that can turn off a buyer when they're coming through the home. You want them to be able to focus on what they see and not what they smell. So anytime you know somebody's coming through, like I said previously, always make sure you're freshening up the home and making sure it smells as neutral as possible. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theairandadvantage or on Twitter @airandadvantage.